also are continuing the social media.
Yep.
And I have been really enjoying digging into this, and I've appreciated the feedback from many of you about that, you know, this isn't a space that we've had a course on in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're an online ministry, and that so easily goes into social media. If you're watching this live, you're on our network,
media
which
platform,
is our
right?
social platform for those that are graduates, studying currently, alumni, whatever your situation is here at Christian Leaders. We're happy to have you on our network and a part of this news. And so, yeah, we want to continue with tip 5. So we're continuing with that. So go ahead,
so get it on the screen there. So we're really kind of digging into how now social media connects with your ministry, whether that's personal or the organization you work for. So social media tip 5 is, within reason, let social media be a place for building ministry. And so that poses that question there, how can social media connect with and promote ministry?
Yeah. So I think that, again, this is such a relevant question, and we've dug a lot into the space of what should you post, what should you comment, what should you private message, what should that look like? And, you know, we've in that talked about ministry a little throughout, but
right.
we wanted to kind of really, you know, laser focus in on that idea of, again, this is a place for you to be a difference maker, to be a minister. So how do you do ministry on social media, and what does that look like? And, you know, I'll be honest, I'm not a huge expert in that, but, you know, we did see a couple biblical tips and some
yeah.
things that we saw online and some ideas. So, yeah, we wanted to dig into that a little bit.
Definitely. So here's the first slide here. The first one is just remembering and knowing your audience. And I think we've kind of had that as a recurring theme. And then that kind of connects with, you know, finding groups and pages, spaces, whatever that may be on the platform you're on, that are gauged towards ministry. And I think that's a good way
yeah.
to kind of know that you're engaging with the right people, the people who are interested in hearing your message. And then that kind of connects with Psalm 133, verse 1 there, that says, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. And when I found that verse, that's kind of the theme verse of the Spanish Zoom meetings we've been having. So I was like, oh, I like how this connects to that, because, you know, when you are in a space with fellow Christians and with people who are truly interested in hearing about the work you're doing, or maybe aren't Christians, but you feel would be benefited
yes,
from
yes.
that message, it really is a pleasant space, and it has that positive feel. And so kind of knowing your audience
and a beautiful thing to mm-hmm. see the community. And again, that's something I've loved seeing in our network, is a lot of community and just encouraging each other in whatever the Lord has in your life. And again, even if that's ministering to your kids, ministering to a grandparent, ministering to a friend that's having a difficult time,
right?
Doing weddings, doing funerals, whatever that is, and whatever. But I definitely agree with that. It's like, find those spots and those groups where, you know, people are going to want to hear about it and connect with it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think it goes back to that whole point of don't be spamming
yep,
or solicitating.
Yep.
If you're just posting ever, you might have a lot of personal friends that maybe that's not of interest to them, or it's being done in a way where it feels very spammy or solicited.
Right, right.
So finding those groups and, you know, in moderation, sharing it maybe on your personal account, I think is, again, a really good space to, you know, kind of amplify your ministry connections and sharing of what you're doing.
100%. So then the next kind of section we have is to present your ministry and interact in a way that has integrity in mind. And this verse really impacted me. 1 Timothy 6:20 says, Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to your care. Turn away from godless chatter and the opposing ideas of what is falsely called knowledge. So,
man, that's a strong verse. And I think
yeah.
that really speaks into what we see a lot, unfortunately, mm-hmm. on social media today. A lot of godless chatter, a lot of false, you know, this is knowledge, or this is wisdom,
right.
what the world's telling us is true, or what is, you know, science, or this or that, and, you know, just again, skewing what God has told us
mm-hmm.
in the world view of what, you know, true integrity looks like and what that looks like. And yeah, especially when you're doing ministry, you know, guarding that, guarding what the Lord, whatever space that is, if you're serving the homeless, if you're serving, yeah, in a wedding, whatever that space is, and trusting and guarding against how easy it is to, and that goes back to even the comment one and private,
mm-hmm.
you know, don't
mm-hmm.
get in these chattering fights
right.
or, you know, pushing of knowledge that, again, is not accurate.
Yeah, and I really like that word entrusted, because it makes me think of something really special, like a prized possession, like a really intentional gift. And I think, you know, that's what the gospel message is. And so even more so when we're sharing about ministry and about the gospel message, we have to think of it as an entrusted gift. And we really have to be intentional with how we're sharing it and really do those checks, make sure that it is the correct space for it. And just so that, you know, other people can see that it is something we value highly and we hold really close to our hearts. And I think with ministry, that really is a key.
100%. I love the comment I just saw here from Christina. She said, sometimes jokes help. Christian jokes bring people together. I get a lot of private messages asking questions about faith. Also, good is Christian music. Sharing links to songs that speak to people is another great way to minister to people. And then a question here is chattering the same as gossip? And I think that they could be synonyms, you know,
yeah.
Sometimes not. You know, I chatter sometimes about meaningless things and I don't think it's wrong or gossip
right,
or whatever,
right.
But it still might be not helpful. But I think in this verse, it's godless chatter.
Yep.
So I think that gossip would absolutely fit into that category of godless chatter. You know, it's not bringing fruit. It's not even just silly or fun, or even how Christina shared about the jokes. You know, that's a way to maybe draw people in and ask questions about their faith. So yeah, I think in this verse, the key word being it's godless. You know, it's not producing any fruit. It's not bringing positivity. It's not, you know, it's not helpful.
Definitely. And it goes back to the theme of, you know, as Christians, we invite God into our interactions on social media, whatever they may be. So keeping God in our talk and in our intentions is really the opposite of what godless chatter is. So
yeah, that's a good chatter question. That's bringing God out of it.
Yeah.
That's another good way of saying that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the next tip, part of this tip, is trust God to guide you in the ways that will best serve your ministry. So again, inviting him in and saying, you know, Lord, make it clear to me if there's somewhere on social media that is going to be a place for me to minister further. And 2 Corinthians 4:5 says, for what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ is Lord, and ourselves as your servant for Christ's sake. And so, again, just getting in that space of humility and that this is God's ministry, and on social media it might be my account, but in the end of the day, it's for God, it's for his glory, however we serve and we minister, and inviting him into that and trusting him in that.
Yeah, and I think this made me think, you know, social media is a platform and it's a space to amplify and to, you know, share. And I think this kind of goes back to why ministry can connect with social media. It is a space to amplify Jesus Christ. But again, we have to do it in an entrusted way and really leaning on, you know, prayer and how we've talked about, you know, inviting God into it and making sure you are reflecting on how he is guiding you, you know, not just your own personal feelings.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, another one here. There is enough room at the table for what God is doing in your personal ministry and someone else's. I really like that because, again, it's not a competition. Being on social media, it's not a place to, you know, even pop your ministry up and create a facade or, you know, again, try to outshine somebody else's. You know, social media is a place to, yeah, not only be able to share what you're doing, but to encourage and share what others are doing too.
Definitely. So that first verse that was on the screen there, Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you. So this really, you know, goes into encouraging other people's ministry work and sharing messages that are sound and that will help further the kingdom. I think that's so important. And oftentimes I think on social media, we kind of see the loudest voices winning, which isn't always, you know, productive. And yeah, that concept of there's enough room for everyone's message, and it doesn't have to be the loudest voice that wins. There's room for all of our messages and all of our ministries.
Well, and God's given us all different ministries, and that's something that I, again, love that I get the privilege to see because I do work at Christian Leaders. Is I get to see, you know, one person's going to be called to homeschool their children, another person's going to be called to go into the prisons and the jails, another person's going to be called to do hospice care, another's going to be called to pastor a church, and each of them, that's a different ministry and a different amount, and everyone's comfortable sharing a different amount too.
Right.
And so again, yeah, the loudest voice or the person that's pushing the most is not necessarily going to be the one that receives truly the best attention or
sure,
best,
yeah.
Yeah, like kind
right.
of Yeah, what you said was really good on that.
Mm-hmm. Like all the causes are worthy, and we want to amplify, you know, the parts that fit with ours and the parts, you know, it's like a puzzle. Each part is different, but it serves, you know, the greater body. Yeah. And then those two other verses there that kind of go into, you know, the humility. Matthew 6:1 says, beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. And then also Romans 2:8, which says, but for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury.
Yeah, I like that a lot. The whole, again, it goes back to, you know, if there's something you're doing, you know, maybe you do want to not share it on social media, and that it's something that you don't want to just show your righteousness or show your that, you know, again, I think social media is such an important space and we should be sharing and encouraging. So, you know, I definitely don't mean to take away from that, but this kind of idea of, you know, don't just keep projecting, oh, I'm so righteous, I'm so great, what I'm doing in ministry, mm-hmm. you know, and finding that appropriate balance of, you know, keeping it between you and the Lord or the people you're ministering to, but then also sharing that so that others can be encouraged and blessed by it. So there's definitely that, you know, fine and difficult line sometimes to find on social media with sharing what you're doing in ministry.
Definitely a very good point. So we have some final kind of reflection questions that we'd love to discuss and maybe share, see your comments in the chat. So the first one is, has the way in which someone presented their ministry affected how you viewed them and their work? And I think this could be really positively or really, really negatively. And I think that's just kind of getting at, again, you have to think about how what you're posting can be perceived. And I think something I really like to see on social media when someone's sharing about their work, or whether it's ministry or otherwise, is either something, you know, that's really inspirational and kind of helps me learn about what they're doing in a way that's, you know, really on the ground. Like on our websites, we share a lot of blog posts that share real people, what they're doing in their communities. Yeah. And that's something I find really powerful. And it's kind of, you know, a contextualized version of the ministry. And then I also think, you know, having actionable items where it's like, okay, you're telling me about your ministry. What can I do to support it? Whether it's monetarily, whether it's sharing the post, just kind of offering some, this is how you can help me. This is why I'm sharing it. I think those two things really give me a positive view of what they're right. doing, because it's, you know, it gives it a purpose. And I think that's yeah. really important.
You know, if somebody is doing a local, you know, food drive, hey, can I be a part of that? Can mm-hmm. I, you know, then that's something that again would be a great thing to share, because you know, the more that are involved with it, the more impact that can be made. And so, you know, social media can be a way for us to find new ways to minister too. And I think that's really important. Again, it's such a fine line on the soliciting for money and spamming and being careful on that. But, you know, again, in especially like a page or a place where, you know, again, you're doing it in a really healthy and boundaried way, you know, someone reaches out and said, hey, I'm really interested to support this monetarily. Great. You know, social media can be a place to connect with somebody on it, but again, it has to be done very carefully and very sensitively, or else it can become
right,
very.
Right. And not always having, you know, money as the expectation, I think is important. Yeah. You know, encouraging people to give what they can, whether it's a like and a share or whether it is money, you know, we have to be open to all of that and you know, accepting people's generosity in the way that they can give. And I think kind of those things did kind of connect with these second two questions, which are, what are your best practices for putting yourself out there? And then this connects well, should you get a page for your ministry or should you use your personal account? Kind of those really
right,
tactical
kind of
things.
Kind of interesting to think about.
Yeah.
Some of the practices we were kind of just already saying, where it's like, hey, maybe it's a like, maybe it's a share, maybe somebody is interested in supporting, be it by prayer or financial means, but finding, you know, again, knowing your audience, I think goes back to that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a page, I did wrestle with that a lot, like, you know, because Christian leaders, college and student alliance, they have pages, so that there is a space for us to be very ministry focused,
right?
And I think that's really helpful, because then people can like that like it, and people can follow it who want to follow it. And then, you know, the friends and family in my life who are not interested in it, but I want to keep being friends with them because I want to share the word and I want
right,
to encourage,
right.
you know, maybe they're not ready to follow or like that page and they don't want to hear about it, you
mm-hmm.
know, and I think that that's where a page can be very helpful. But other times a page might be too much on you, where it's a lot better to just keep it within your personal space. I mean, especially if your ministry is mainly your family, or personal, or within your own church, where it's like, you know, you don't need to get a separate page for your church. They might even have a page. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. those are the kind of questions that you might want to ask yourself, like, yeah, what space am I in? Is my ministry more personal in nature? Is my ministry more involved in a church that has its own page and I could share stuff on that page?
Right.
Or is my ministry taking shape into something that should have a separate page and should be separated from my personal account? And those are definitely some important questions to ask.
For sure. And I think that I'm thinking in my mind Facebook kind of, but there are some really nice features, like, you know, you can create an event where maybe if you are doing a food drive that isn't a whole ministry in and of itself, you can create an event or create something, you know, different discussions that will better serve on the purpose of what you're posting.
And I think,
and I think also just always having kind of like that learning eye when you're on social media and see how other people are finding success and what you like seeing versus what you don't like seeing, and really keeping that in mind. I think we can kind of get blinders on when we get so passionate about something, and it's great to have that passion, but really channeling in it in the way that you see others finding success too, and kind of keeping those best practices in mind.
Well, I'm going just back to, again, I love seeing the diversity of different countries and places and languages and cultures and all that. But, you know, in one place, you may find that the practice is to make an event, and in another place, it might be more, you know, share a personal post, or no, you really do need to post on the page. So again, I think it's important, and this is why we don't want to super suggest what needs to be done, because it might be very much so different in your area, the response and what is appropriate etiquette for social media and ministry work together.
Definitely. And on the different platforms, you know, like if you're, you know, using Twitter, that's a lot more informal. There really aren't all those capabilities of Facebook. So kind of leaning into that too, and make sure you're educating yourself on the platform and how, you know, how it's used in that space, because it doesn't always translate.
So a couple of cool comments I want to share here. Gordon said, this week I saw a person at Christian academic group I follow cause division because he follows an obscure school of thought and labels people who disagree with him as conspiracy theorists. How honestly, I like him as a person, but I thought he really hurt his witness. Mm. And yeah, that really, doing something like that could. It's like, here's somebody that, you know, Gordon, in your case, you've been friends with him, you like him, but yeah, that hurt his influence, because now people, he just labeled people something that is an uncomfortable label to receive.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that is something that, again, once you have it on social media, it's there. You know, somebody could have even screenshotted it and go, I can't believe so-and-so said it. You know, it's like,
right, it just shows the power of.
Yeah, so I think that's a really great point of, you know, again, you might have an opinion or a thought, but be just so careful to not be labeling people or be using a page, maybe even a ministry page or group, to spew thoughts that maybe are not going to build people up.
Right, 100%. And I think that's things, you know, we've seen with CLI's social media, and I think we can draw a lot of inspiration from that, where we do see instances of people kind of hijacking the conversation and making it too personal.
Making them about themselves, and more so than even their ministry.
Right, right. But at the same time, I think it's great to see, you know, how on the network or on Facebook groups, you know, as long as you're doing it appropriately, it is a great space to share about what you're doing and receive encouragement. And so I think, yeah, that testimony there just does show the power of how one little thing can really affect people and affect how they view you.
I like how you said that, Gordon. Mm-hmm. Joel says, I'd say presentation of one's ministry is important, but people are flawed, and if people are going to make an opinion, the best is always to point them to the Lord. And that is just so important, you know. It is good to share, but even remembering as a Christian, you know, sometimes you don't need to be, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, because it can become very showy. It can become very, going back to that verse, practicing of your righteousness, how what good deed or what good work you're doing. And just remembering, again, especially on your personal Facebook, you know, point them to the Lord more than pointing them to your ministry that
Amen.
You're doing.
Amen.
And, you know, as you continue to serve the Lord, it will just point people there more, regardless of how you're doing ministry or what is going on in your life. So that's
so
a really good point as well, Joel. So I appreciate you sharing that.